U.S. and foreign-born Filipino nurses play a particularly big role in the Bay Area. Why is this?
Well, since the mid-20th century in 1950, the U.S. government and the Philippine state has continued to have and facilitate nurses coming to the United States to fill the labor niche and the labor shortage in nursing. And so this historic sort of trend has led to an overrepresentation of Filipina nurses in the Bay Area hospitals, but also in the United States. Professor Kathy Choi at UC Berkeley has written a book called Empire of Care, really talking about the historical nature in which nurses have come to fill the labor shortages here in the United States. And I think ongoing, you know, many children of Filipina nurses, second generation Filipina Americans are, you know, assuming those occupations because it's a part of their family history.
How did you start studying this, particularly how they're being treated?
My study is really on caregivers to the elderly and home care workers that are part of what has been sort of popularly called the essential workers on the front lines. And for me, my family, this is a personal story. When we came here from the Philippines, my paternal, maternal grandparents, my parents, even my sister, my currently some of my relatives work as caregivers. And this is a sort of another labor niche where there is a huge shortage in the United States, in the Bay Area in particular, where there are lots of elderly who need care and also developmentally disabled people, also other folks with chronic illness that need assistance with their daily living activities. There's not a really solid state or federal program or funding to support these kinds of folks. And so a privatized industry around caregiving has cropped up. Now, Filipino immigrants that have come here since, you know, the 1980s have stepped up to fill that occupation. And just like I said, with the nurses, with the nursing industry before, you see that that you know, kind of precedence has brought more and more Filipino immigrants into the country and into this particular labor industry, which is caregiving.
So you interviewed approximately 70 caregivers last year about their experiences. What did they tell you?
A huge range of issues affect Filipino caregivers under the pandemic. First and foremost, caregivers are working in hotspots of transmission for COVID-19. Residential care facilities for the elderly and assisted living facilities that house Filipino, just house the elderly, which is a kind of the vulnerable population to COVID-19, puts many caregivers at risk for COVID-19 transmission. And since, you know, those kinds of facilities are oftentimes private homes or facilities that are non-hospital settings, we don't necessarily always see them as the popular narrative of who's on the front lines. But many caregivers have told me that, you know, they had feared COVID-19 transmission, but also they have suffered sort of prejudicial ideas and discriminatory practices against them because of the former administration, the Trump administration's anti-Asian racism, and in particular around calling COVID-19 the sort of China virus, or having using language like quote unquote Kung Flu with the past administration. It doesn't just affect it affected Filipinos even if they're not quote unquote, you know, in the Chinese ethnicity, but they are that many Asian Americans and Asian immigrants are being sort of, you know, grouped up into that ethnicity. And many caregivers have suffered sort of, you know, coming to work, you know, to, you know, being given an assignment to care for someone and being let go on the spot because people are saying, well, I don't want to work with, you know, someone who carries coronavirus or COVID-19 because they were assumed to be Chinese or Asian, and that they were, you know, that they had COVID-19. So they definitely have suffered under, you know, sort of racist ideas and discriminatory practices.
And how does this affect the caregiver?
For caregivers, obviously it affects their bottom line, their paychecks. You know, many caregivers have left families in the Philippines and send money back to the Philippines to support their livelihood. So when they're turned away or fired because of racist ideas, that really, you know, puts their families and their own survival in danger. But also it really affects their own mental health, their own ability to, you know, kind of come back and, you know, do dignified work as caregivers to, you know, a range of different patients. So, you know, many caregivers relayed these stories to me, and they were in tears, really affected by the fact that, you know, having that kind of racism, you know, directly to done unto them, really, you know, affected how they felt. They were very hurt by it, and really kind of shook them if they were, you know, kind of thinking about if they want to continue doing this job or not.